Welcome to the Lutheran Church Planter, a podcast exploring the theology, philosophy, and practice of planting new Lutheran congregations. I'm your host, Danny Coyle, church planter and director of home missions for the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations. And I am not joined by my co-host, Matthew Baumann. He'll jump in with us next episode. It's been a long break since our last episode. A lot has happened just in our lives and just, yeah. So as we've moved to Minnesota and doing this now full time and just a lot. So we kind of took a break on a few things and the podcast was one of them. But we're going to take kind of just a brief episode here just to sort of summarize where we've been and where we're going, just to help us get some context and set the stage for this season. We are entering into season three. If you remember, season one was really all about foundations. We talked a lot about why plant and what is the gospel and what is mission and how does that connect to the church, and really trying to tie those two, ecclesiology and missiology, so important. We looked at our DNA as being free, living, and Lutheran, and just a lot of things. And I can't say how many times I've gone back to the concepts in season one in my conversations with church planting, with church renewal, different things, because it's all rooted there. And so it's one of those things where we constantly have to keep learning and growing in and understanding, because it shapes everything else that we talk about. So it's been a while. I'd encourage you all to go back and listen to some of those episodes on Foundation Season 1. Beginning of last year, Season 2, we started getting into kind of the blueprints or the planning of a congregation, the phases. And that very first phase is called the discernment phase, right? And so Season 2 is all about the discernment phase, or at least certain aspects of it. So we talked about, you know, analyzing motivations and understanding the locations or the model, looking at pastor and things like that. There's a lot more within that discernment phase, but that's kind of wrapping around that concept of, is God calling us to plant? Where is God calling us to plant? Who is God calling to our lead our plant? All those things of discernment, right? Really just trusting that the Spirit of God is going to open up doors or close doors, right? Season three is going to jump into the next phase of that process, which is planning. So discernment is the first phase, and that can be a year, that can be 2 years, it can be three, that can be 5 years of praying, that can be 6 months. So it's just really more of the concept of understanding, is God calling us to do this? The second phase is planning, and there's a lot of work that goes into this, and we're really excited about this season as we dive into a lot of aspects. But let me just give you the five phases, just to maybe give you a framework. So discernment, right? Is God calling us to plant? The second stage is planning, really taking the time to get together a real plan for doing this instead of just throwing something against the wall and see if it sticks. As so much in the past within church planting across the board, maybe in different groups, our group is just going off and doing something without really counting the cost and putting together a plan. And that can be, you know, a tremendous burden on people. It can burn people out. It can be a tricky use of resources and things like that. And really, we really strongly believe that planning is really important. We do that in everything in life. We spend time planning. We don't just start building a house tomorrow. We get our blueprints and we go through things and we count the costs of all these things. It's really no different in thinking about a congregation. Because remember, our goal is not something that's just going to start up and flame out. The goal is to plan a congregation that's going to be a healthy, thriving congregation for a generation, right? Or beyond. And so it requires a lot of planning at those early stages to set the trajectory the right way. So the third phase then is the engagement phase, right? And those now are the application and the starting of the plan, right? You're starting to engage your community and you have all these systems and metrics in that. The fourth phase is the preview stage. And now you merge into now the beginnings of potentially worship and the public face of your ministry. And then the fifth phase is your launch and your growing, right? And now you're really acting like a public ministry. And it's just each of these things are growing, and there's a lot that goes in these planning stages, right? And so this season, again, we want to set the stage on planning. And so some of the episodes we're going to talk about are identity, right? Setting who you are from the outset. That's going to be our next episode. If you don't know who you are, where you're going, it's going to be awfully hard to be consistent and not just let the wind take you there, right? That's a big, big deal. You can't just assume an identity. You actually have to be intentional fostering one. Another thing in this season is going to be developing an engagement plan or an outreach plan. Like, what are you actually going to do to reach the people in your community? How are you going to go through your weeks? What kind of rhythms are you going to set in stage? What are the benchmarks then to help you measure these things? Another episode is going to be on developing a preview plan. So at what point do you start looking at a preview service or merging into that public worship? And then a launch plan, right? What are you going to do? How many people do you need? And what kind of systems do you need in place? Those are the types of plans that are really important to have at the outset, because the temptations are so strong to rush everything within church planting. And so these plans allow us to set healthy expectations, and they really allow us to just develop with a long game approach. Another episode in the whole planning stage is developing a working budget, going through and seeing what are the costs of this over, let's say, a five-year period, right? What are the startup costs? What are the ongoing ministry costs? Another aspect of planning is the communication side. So, and not only like figuring out a name for the congregation, but, you know, the branding that goes with it, right? The website, all the different ways in which you're going to communicate to people, the average person on the street, people online, print things. That's all part of planning. So you actually have something you can share with people. Another really important aspect of planning is really partnerships. So this is, you know, your prayer partners, your financial partners, getting legal advice partners, and just people that can speak into your lives. The partnerships are huge. And in the AFLC, we're blessed that we have a community that can help with this, right? We have a congregation, a parent church, we have a district, right? We have a regional congregations, we have the headquarters. There's just a lot of layers within our AFLC of partnerships that really can make congregations go. And then another aspect of planning is just how are you going to recruit people? How are you going to train your core team members? You know, what systems are you going to have in place for ongoing training? Or it's just this continuum within this, all these aspects of ministry. And so again, the planning stages are so, so important. And that is then, you know, post-discernment. So now, you know, like, yeah, God is calling us to do this. So now what is he actually calling us to do, right? Setting the benchmarks along the way here that are going to guide you and help you communicate to people in the church, communicate to people in your workplace, communicate to people in your neighborhood what exactly you're trying to do and what kind of church you're actually trying to plant and how you're going to actually live out as a congregation. Those are all things that are part of the planning stage. So super important. It's actually a really fun stage because all these things are fun to think about, right? And you can get to really seek the Lord and see how he has, you know, what kind of gifts he has brought to your community and all these people that he's going to bring into your life that are going to support you and be a part of this team. Because again, church planting is not just one person, not just the pastor, it's not just the lay team. It's a great group going together, working together in partnership with the gospel. So planning, that's what season 3 is going to be about. Really excited about it. I think it's going to be a very practical season. Next episode, we're going to dive into that identity, really focusing on values primarily, really focusing in on just who you are. And if you don't know who you are, it's going to be hard to go forward with clarity. So again, that's the summary of where we've been, and that's kind of the direction of where we're going to go with this season. Really excited about it. Hopefully it's going to be helpful for you. If you're a church planter, even congregational renewal, it's all related. Many of these same things will work in that way too. So thanks for joining today. Excited for this new season. Excited for what we're going to learn together. And if you find this helpful, or if you jump in, share it with other people that are maybe thinking about ministry as well within our AFLC. And if you're interested in exploring more about planting or congregational renewal, I'd love to visit with you. Contact us at aflchomemissions.org. Thanks. We'll see you soon.